Yes, Lord Jesus.
I have decided to follow who?
Jesus.
To follow Jesus. The world behind me, the what? The cross before. I have decided to follow Jesus. It is an individual walk. It is an individual talk. Amen?
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 Amen.
The month of March is a very unique month for me. Not only is it my wife and I anniversary, wedding anniversary, the 9th, and that's very important. But most importantly is the month that I got saved. Come on, say amen, somebody. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Most importantly is the month I gave my life to Christ. A little storefront church on the street of Fifth Avenue here in the city of Troy on a Monday night in March of 1973. Is when Jesus got a hold of me. Amen? He knew what I needed the most when he filled me. Come on now, when he filled me, you can get the Holy Ghost before you leave here this afternoon. We all need it. It is that overcoming power. It is the power of the world to come. Amen? It is his spirit dwelling inside you. I'm not going to hold you too long because I know some of y'all got that taste of spaghetti in your mouth. And you want to, you can't compete with food. But we need to hear a word from the Lord. I need to hear a word from the Lord. The word of God, whoever brings it forth, man or woman, whoever stands up here, you have to apply the word to yourself first of all. Amen? Nobody escapes the word of God. It is a two-edged sword. If it don't cut you one way, when it comes back, it's going to do what? It's going to cut. And it comes and cuts to save. It does not come and cut us to run us away. The surgeon, when he uses a scalpel, the scalpel is sharp. Amen? And it cuts away that which is damaging, no good. So the body can heal up. But while it's cutting, I might hurt. But it's coming to help you and I. Amen? The word of God is like that too. It's sharp. It's powerful. Quicker than any two-edged sword. The word of God will make you fidgety in your seat. It'll convict you. It'll get down in your innermost being. And when you're not right, the reason it's making you fidgety and cuts you is because God wants you to be right. He wants us to be saved. Amen? Like I was saying to Pastor what he was just saying before I came up here, ties in with my message. I'd like for you all to turn to Genesis chapter number 2. And we're going to talk a little bit about, and I'm going to give the subject, we're going to talk a little about choices and choosing. Life is full of them. Isn't that right? You chose to come to church this afternoon. You chose to wear what you're wearing this afternoon. Amen? And some of us have chosen to serve the Lord. So I'm going to give you the subject even before we get into the message. My subject this afternoon is, I choose Jesus. Can you say amen? I choose Jesus. It's an individual walk. It's an individual choice. You got to serve Jesus for yourself. Can't go to heaven on somebody's coattail. Amen? Amen. You know why? And this is the reason why, and remember this, because the pastor just said it. What if we were to die right now? Each and every last one of us are going to stand before him and give an account for what we've done in these bodies. Individually. You won't stand next to no one else and give an account for somebody else. You have to give an account. I have to give an account for what I've done in this earthly vessel, this earthly tabernacle. Amen. You can't look around and say, where's the pastor to help me out? Where's the assistant pastor? I need some help. You and I are going to have to give an account for Jesus by yourself. That's why you can't play with this thing. You've got to be for real.
Amen.
And this is what God is looking for. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about our first parents. Adam and who?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve. I was going to say something, but I ain't going there. Adam and Eve. I was going to say Adam. Not Adam and Steve, but Adam and Eve. Amen. He only made male and female. Praise the Lord. Come on, stay on your toes now. I'm not going to keep you too long, but I want to speak a little word to you. Now, this account in the scriptures, in the second chapter of Genesis, is God talking to Adam. Chapter number 2 of Genesis, verse 16 and 17. We just want to draw that out right now. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If not, it is on the screen. Verse number 16. Let us read together. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Let us pray. Precious Father, this afternoon we thank you for your word. Lord God, we pray that you send your anointing. Anoint these lips of clay, Lord, for I am nothing but a vessel and a tool in your hands. Lord God, to you be all the glory, to you be all the honor, to you be all the praise. Lord God, speak to our hearts this afternoon, that some precious soul might cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord God, you take full control. Have your way. Help us to lift you up, Lord, and not to be ashamed of you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Come on, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. The first man created. Created from the dust of the ground. Dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return, God told him. Hallelujah. I choose Jesus. Just listen to the title. I choose Jesus. I told you that this month is a very unique month for me. I gave my life to Christ. Brother Adam here had perfect fellowship with God, him and Eve. The first man and the first woman, they had perfect fellowship. The weather was perfect. The animals in the animal kingdom, there was peace. It was paradise. Amen? Paradise. Perfect. And most importantly, they had a relationship with their Creator. Now you think about this now. Remember the subject of the message. I choose Jesus. Adam only had to obey one commandment. God told him. And the responsibility fell on him, not Eve, because she was deceived, she was beguiled, she was tricked by the devil who was using the serpent. Verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. He could have had any tree he wanted. He could have ate of the tree of life if he wanted to. Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we know in the third chapter of Genesis, Eve gave Adam the fruit. Nothing had happened to her when she ate it. But when the man ate it, the man, Adam, when he ate of the fruit, the Bible says their eyes were open and they knew that they were naked. Prior to that, they walked in a state of innocence. They had a godly, holy clothing over them. They didn't need any clothes. They were in a state of innocence and they had perfect harmony relationship with God. But when this one man, and he made the wrong choice, he had a choice, didn't he? Come on, he had a choice, right? And he made the wrong choice. And his wrong choice sold the whole human race into spiritual slavery. What does that mean, Elder Mackey? He sold the whole human race into spiritual slavery. Because of his willful disobedience, you and I are born with a sinful, rebellious nature against God. We come in this world enemies of God. It doesn't matter how good a person may be. It doesn't matter how righteous a person tries to live. You and I need Jesus. This is why he came down through 42 generations and took on flesh and humanity so he could be the perfect sacrifice for humanity. He redeemed us by his precious blood. You see, something had to die for his disobedience, for man's disobedience. Therefore, Jesus had to lay down his life for you and I. This is why when you read the scriptures, he took such a beating. He did it for you and I. All those blood songs mean a whole lot. Now that the sacrifice has been made and there has been a way made, mankind can come back into right fellowship with God. Amen? Amen? Through the redeeming blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you and I have to surrender our will. Because everybody who's not living for God, every soul who is outside of salvation, there's a void, there's an emptiness inside everybody. And mankind tries to go throughout his whole life and fill this void, fill this emptiness with everything. The most important relationship Adam and Eve had was with God. The most important relationship you and I can have is with God. But with his disobedience, he lost all that. And because of that, now the animal kingdom is all messed up. You have predators and prey. Animals eating one another when they once used to lie next to one another. You have the weather that's all messed up. At one time, there was no thorns on the roses. Can you imagine that? But because of his willful disobedience, he threw everything out of whack. Now, when you and I are born, the Bible says we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Psalms 51. We need Jesus. Now, none of us asked to come into this world. None of us asked to be born. But why are we here? Why did God allow us to be born? He allowed us to come into this life that we might seek after the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. He wants to redeem and save you and I. You and I have choices to make in this life. And when Jesus, and you read the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when you read the gospels, everybody whose Jesus came down the road of their life, they had a choice to make. Some chose him and some refused him. One day in 1973, and I can go way back, I can go back to when I was 5 and 6 years of age, how God was dealing with me and calling me. All my life I can remember we were going to church. As a young boy, I used to be very sensitive to religious things. Every time this time of the year, I would always watch the religious pictures come on about Jesus going to Calvary and dying on the cross. I didn't know why. My mother used to keep a crucifix in the kitchen. It was a small one hanging up on the wall. And I always wondered, why is this man on this cross dying like this? This is terrible. This is horrible. But he did it for you and I. Every drop of blood that fell from this body, it was crying out, I love you. I'm coming to sacrifice for you, to make a way that you might have a right to the tree of life. The Bible tells us in the 3rd chapter of Genesis, after that they had, after Adam had sinned and their eyes were opened, the Bible said that they took fig leaves and sewed them together to cover up their nakedness. The fig leaves were types and shadow of mankind's righteousness. The Bible says that all our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of the Lord. But after God had them in formation to give an account, the man, the woman, the serpent, the Bible says he killed innocent animals and clothed them with skins for a covering, a type and shadow of being covered under the blood of the Lamb. It was for you and I. It was for you and I he came. It was for you and I he bled. It was for you and I he died. It was for you and I he rose again. Hallelujah. The smartest choice, the wisest choice that I ever made in my life was when I surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. This afternoon, the wisest choice that you can make this afternoon is to totally surrender your life to Jesus and be obedient to his word. You and I don't start to live until we surrender our lives to God. Because outside of God, you are empty. There is a void that's missing in your life. And you can't fill that void with anything else but the Lord Jesus Christ. And mankind, even myself, I was trying to fill this void. Liquor, alcohol, drugs, women, money, you name it. People aren't satisfied. The songwriter said, satisfied with who?
Jesus.
Satisfied with who?
Jesus.
Satisfied with Jesus. He's the only one that truly satisfies. The word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. You've got to try this thing. And I guarantee you, if you try Jesus, he won't let you down. Now, if you try Jesus and you walk away from him and say he disappointed you, you're lying to yourself. Because serving him is all about dying to self. That's the key word to being faithful to God. That's the key word to being victorious in God. Dying to our will. Dying to ourselves. And when we die to ourselves, Christ can be glorified in our lives. God wants to save us so he can use us to his glory. He wants to save us so someone who's not walking with him can see Christ in our lives. The hope of glory. Hallelujah. I choose Jesus. Do you choose him this afternoon? Are you going to surrender your life to him this afternoon? He's waiting for you and I. He's bidding for you and I to come. Hallelujah. When you choose this, you choose life eternal. When you surrender to this, you surrender to God. When you obey this, hallelujah, you're headed in the right direction. The word of God says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go therein. But straight is the gate. And narrow. You know why it's narrow? Because lies won't fit in there. You know why it's narrow? Because backbiting won't fit in there. Do you know why it's narrow? Because cheating won't fit in there. Made up.
is fixed. I'm going all the way. Hallelujah. No turning back. The line has been drawn. Hallelujah. I'm over here to stay. There's nothing better. The only thing better than this life is eternity. Come on. And the best is yet to come. Woo. Hallelujah. I choose. Do you choose him this afternoon? Are you going to surrender your life to him this afternoon? Are you going to let him have his way this afternoon? Are you going to walk in the straight and narrow way? I want to share this with you before I sit down. God had been dealing with me all my life through religious movies, people coming up and talking to me about God, different dreams and visions I had. When I came to the church, it was the second time I came to the little church on Fifth Avenue. It was Monday night. Pastor Jackson was preaching, Elder Jackson. And after he preached the message, he came around the podium and I was sitting on the first pew. And he said, "Brother Mackey, I believe it's your time." And he tossed the baptismal clothes in my lap. At that particular time, in a moment's time, everything in the past, how God dealt with me, flashed through my mind. At that particular time, I was standing at the crossroads of my life. I had to make a choice. And the choice I made was the wisest, the smartest choice that anyone can make. I choose Jesus. When I was changing to get baptized, listen to this. When I was changing to get baptized, the thoughts kept coming through my mind. How am I going to stop cursing? How am I going to stop drugging? How am I going to stop chasing after the women? And then the thought came to my mind, you can't do it by yourself, but with God's help. And I hurried up and got changed and got baptized. Went down in that cold water. Hallelujah. And my big old head didn't want to go all the way under. He had to push my head under the water. But when I came up, listen to this. When I came up, I felt clean. I felt clean. The change was so radical, it scared me. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, the things I used to do, the places I used to go, hallelujah. The folks I used to hang with had no desire to be with them anymore. The music I used to listen to. Folks are rejecting him. Don't be like that this afternoon. If you're here and you're not walking with him, if you're here and you need to get closer to him, if you're here and you need to surrender your life totally to him, choose Jesus. Everybody stand. Choose him this afternoon. He is the way. He is the truth. Hallelujah. The wisest decision that you could ever make is to give your life to God. The wisest decision anyone could ever make is to surrender to him. To give him your all is everything. Amen? Hallelujah. As the ministers come forth, thank you, Jesus. I choose Jesus. Hallelujah. I choose to walk with him. I choose to surrender to him. I choose to let him have his way. Give your life to him. I choose Jesus.